Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. Today, we are continuing to explore the transformative journeys of empowered women from all corners of the world. Recently, I felt called to connect with empowered women, to bring them on the Power for Good podcast so they can share their healing journeys, transformative experiences, and really share just how they're using their power for good. And the universe delivered because I put a message out on Threads and I've had hundreds of women respond wanting to share their journey. And one of those amazing women is here with us today, and her name is Maria Gargiulo. Welcome, Maria. So happy to have you here.
Thank you for choosing me out of that entire thread.
The universe connected us, is aligned, so you're meant to be here.
It did. I wasn't even on Threads, and then I just like popped on there to see what was going on, and yours was the first thing that popped up, and I was like, hi, it's me. I was like, I love how you're like, was it universe connect me with powerful women or something along those lines?
That was the spirit of it, for sure.
Yes. I was like, okay, well, here I am.
I love it. So to give you all a little bit of background on Maria, Maria Gargiulo is an ex-party girl who turned her life around and became a women's hybrid health coach. Her international coaching business specializes in fat loss via metabolic healing. She has a functional and holistic approach to body recomposition, and she heals from the inside out. I love this because I am a fellow ex-party girl. So happy to connect, Maria. And I want to jump into my first question, which I ask everyone on the show, which is, how are you using your power for good?
First of all, I love the name of your podcast. Very powerful. But to answer that question, I feel like I've had such a life transformation and it has brought me such happiness and freedom that I feel like it's a duty of mine to be able to gift that to other women. So I talk about my transformation a lot, who I used to be, and then I help women to be able to achieve these goals that they thought were perhaps impossible due to not having the right strategy or belief system. And then I teach them how to create that beautiful life. And oftentimes it starts from the physique portion. And so, yeah, like I said, I feel like it's an honor and a duty of mine to be able to kind of share the good news, so to speak.
I love that. Yeah. And I do believe like change just starts from the inside, but we should be able to express like how glowy and amazing you're feeling on the inside. It starts to come out on the outside, right?
Yeah.
And how you feel.
Yeah. I feel like the industry preaches a lot about like fat loss and gaining muscle. And there's not a lot of people that are focusing on the internal portion. And it really starts from within. You know, fat loss is a lot easier whenever your hormones are in check and thyroid is good, metabolism is good. And then there's the whole mindset portion too. No matter how lean you are, if your mindset is not right, then it doesn't matter. You're still going to be unhappy. So I feel like there's a very holistic approach to achieving this dream body and this dream life.
I'm so excited to talk with you about this because the past like year and a half, I've gone on a journey as well. Well, I've been healing the inside of my body. I actually did work with a functional medicine nutritionist, started with her about a year and a half ago. And so I'm excited to dive deep into this because I know it's important work and it's changed my whole life. Did a lot of work with my microbiome. But before we get there, I want to step back a little bit to your early experiences and perhaps talk a little bit about this ex-party girl vibe. And can you share a little bit about your background, your upbringing, what influenced you, and how did you get to this path of healing to where you are today?
Yeah, so I was born in London, England, moved to Sicily whenever I was 6 years old because my dad's from Sicily. And then we moved to the United States when I was 11 because that's where my mom was from. So for a lot of my youthhood, I was the new person And so I naturally have this perfectionistic mindset and this wanting to be accepted by others. And I feel like that's carried on to, it carried on into my 20s. And at 20 years old, I actually got married. And then I ended up divorcing him whenever I was 22, almost 23. So at this point, we had been in a relationship for 6.5 years, and it was a very toxic one. So at the age of 23, I was like, I'm just going to party. I'm going to numb my feelings. You know, I just lost his family, not family, but like my husband. And I felt very much without people in my life. And so I went through this party phase and I made a lot of bar friends, which made me feel very loved and accepted. And I felt like I had community. But as you know, from living that lifestyle and drinking and eating out and staying out late, that wreaks havoc on metabolism, on the physical body. And so because I was doing that, I gained around 30 pounds of weight. And so I remember waking up one day and it was Thanksgiving, and I have these Thanksgiving fat pants that I wear each year that are a little bit loose so I can eat a little bit more, right? And so one year I put those on and I couldn't button them. I was like, oh, hell no. I was like, this is not happening. Like, these are supposed to be loose. And so it was then that I decided that I needed to make a change for my life. I had accumulated some party debt from taking vacations, getting laser hair removal, just things to make me feel good. And yeah, so I was 30 pounds overweight. I was $30,000 in debt and I needed to make a change. And so that's how this journey, this fitness journey started for me.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I definitely can relate to that. How did you eventually end up getting out of that relationship?
So he injured his shoulder and was prescribed pain medication, and that ended up causing a bunch of issues in our relationship. And so it got kind of not physically violent, but very, very close to that, and definitely some emotional abuse there too. And so it took me probably 5 or 6 times of having a big blow up to feel so unsafe that I needed to finally separate. And so that's what I did. And he wouldn't get support from anyone. And so I had to come to the realization that he was just never going to do that. And it wasn't safe for me to stay in this relationship. And so separated and then later divorced. I was 22 and I was so young. And when you're 22, you have a lot of feelings. So it took me probably a good 8 years to sort through all of those feelings, because for the first 2 years of that, after that divorce, I was just numbing them, just brushing them underneath the rug, covering them up, not really sitting with them. And so that caused certain patterns and behavioral traits down the line that kept me very stuck in life. And so it wasn't until I just sat with those feelings and dealt with them that things started to improve.
So for me, when I came to a place where I stopped running or I was ready to embrace my feelings, that moment was actually the first process of that was in yoga, where I realized that I had all these trapped emotions inside of me. So I would be like stretching into a pose and all of a sudden I'd break out crying. And it was being around people who were doing healthy things on the weekend. So I used to be around all these partiers and I'm like, oh, wow, there's people that do like yoga on the weekends and aren't just getting blackout every weekend. So I wonder, what was it for you? Did you have like a practice or a ritual or group of people or something that helped you come out of that space of partying, numbing, that helped you sit with your feelings, that helped start your healing journey?
Yes. Let's see. How did this start? Whenever I decided to make a change, I hired a fitness trainer. And so he gave me a workout plan, a meal plan, and I did this plan with my best friend. And I had to, as I kept progressing in that and getting leaner and changing my habits, I had to kind of sort my friends out. And so some friendships naturally kind of fell to the side. And then these other friendships started to pop up. And I think the biggest transformation for me in terms of like getting a community of healthy people was when I did a business coaching program that taught me how to scale my personal training business to an online training business or program. And I was in this cohort of people trying to do the same. And I just remember seeing this blonde girl, she made a comment on a Facebook post and it was funny. And so I liked it. And then she DM'd me and then we kind of became these accountability buddies. And I was in Missouri, she was in California. And it is that friendship right there that created the entire community that we have and that we're a part of now here in California. So during COVID, there were just a bunch of people that were playing volleyball and here in California, because I moved out. And so Ashlyn and I just started meeting new people. And then we just kind of grew this community of like really healthy individuals that nurtured their bodies, that were entrepreneurs or had businesses. And it's so much easier to live a healthy life when your other friends are doing the same thing. So although I still have like my healthy friends in Missouri, which I love and they've grown with me, I also have this beautiful community here in California of friends that are that have health as the center of their thoughts and of their actions, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking earlier that I was going to mention, how the right people in our life and the right relationships can energize us and create such a beautiful transformation in our life and can just create, you know, like you create this business, you create this community, create so much. And then the wrong relationships and the wrong people in our life can really bring us down and really make us feel so unstable. And we get stuck in those relationships because we are so scared of the discomfort of change. And especially when you're young, you know, you got married so young. I think that as women, it's important for anyone listening to this or, you know, who's feeling stuck in a relationship, you're not stuck. You know, you're not stuck. It's about making hard choices, hard decisions, and really choosing yourself in the end. I too felt stuck in many relationships. I'm kind of a serial long-term relationship girl, and I've had a couple of toxic relationships. And I know, and I never judge the women that are still in those relationships because I know what it feels like to be in that moment where you feel like you can't leave. You know, you're like, I have to make this work. I love this person. Like there's not another option. There's that moment where you feel that, but then you're out of it and you realize, wow, wow, how did I stay there for so long? And then you develop this beautiful friendship, relationship with another person, friendship with these other people, and you do so much in such little time too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like for me, I know I have tendencies to be very easily influenced, and it's because I want people to be happy. And so I'll just do what they're doing because I don't want to cause any drama or distress, and I just kind of go with the flow. So for me, now that I know that's a tendency of mine, I make sure that I'm surrounding myself with good people so that I'm not, you know, being influenced to do something that wouldn't align with how I'm currently living. I think that's super important.
What would you say to somebody that perhaps is young or maybe not even young, but just feeling stuck in a relationship or stuck in their life and feeling like they want to make a change, but maybe they don't feel, maybe they feel scared?
I would examine what your core values are, and I would write out a list of your desires in life. And then I would examine that relationship and see, is this in line with what I want? And I did this really cool exercise with myself last year, and I used ChatGPT, and I asked ChatGPT to ask me questions to figure out what my core values were. Because I know what I like and I don't like. Like I have all the thoughts here, but to put them on paper, I couldn't quite do it. And so I did that exercise, and ChatGPT told me, like, according to your answers, like these are your top five core values. And I was like, okay, great. So then I asked ChatGPT to create desires according to these values and my answers. And it listed 10 desires of mine. And then I also asked ChatGPT to create an ideal scene for each one of the desires so I could get even more clear on what exactly I wanted to happen in my life. So then I was able to take a look at my current relationship and be like, okay, is this in line with my core values? Like what's in here? And can these desires become a reality with this person? And then I also took a look at my previous relationship, the toxic one, and I was like, nope, 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 nope. So I felt really affirmed that I made the right choice there and that I was on the right track with my current partner. And so that felt really good. So I feel like for women, when you're in a toxic or abusive relationship like that, you have so much of your partner's garbage in your mind telling you you're not going to find anyone else like me. You're not worthy. Like you're not trying hard enough. It's hard to get your own thoughts out. So taking a step back and asking yourself, what do I want? And like, what are my desires? And then seeing if that person is acting the appropriate way or their goals are in line with yours. And one of mine was safe communication. Like it was really important for me to feel like I could communicate my feelings and feel safe. And in my previous relationship, I couldn't do that. And that was one of my core values. So it's like in here. So I feel like if people are stuck, that's a really great place to start is to take a look. What are your core values and desires?
Wow. I've never heard of anyone using ChatGPT in that way. And I love it. That's absolutely amazing.
I took it a step further in case I needed to use it down the line or even give it to my clients. Like I've done this exercise with clients. And then, so in the ChatGPT prompt, I said, okay, what would be some characteristics that I'm looking for in a romantic partner that would have them be compatible with my core values and desires? And it listed off all these beautiful qualities. And I was like, okay, what are some red flags? And then it listed off all of these red flags. Because sometimes you just need to see it, right? Like you can kind of see a red flag and you're like, oh, cool, it's red, like cool. But then once you see it on paper, you're like, okay, definitely I'm trying to avoid these. So that had me be even more clear on what I wanted and who I did not want. And then I took it a step further. I was like, where would I find such a person? Because again, I'm trying to create this exercise for my clients too. I was like, according to these like beautiful traits and my core values, where would I find such a person? Like what situations do I need to put myself in? What places do I need to visit? And it literally listed 10 different ways where I could possibly connect with someone that had the same core values that I had. I was like, that's pretty cool.
And did you do it? Did you meet someone in one of those places?
No, because I was in a relationship at the time.
Oh, okay.
So like my goal was for like to help my clients because I do have a lot of clients that are like in relationships or they're not happy or maybe they're divorced and trying to get their body back. So I wanted to kind of practice this on myself so that I could use the exercise for them. And so it's been really, really helpful for all of us.
Well, I'm newly single and you guys know what I'm going to be doing tonight on ChatGPT.
Exactly. Yeah. And even if you are in a relationship, just getting clear on what you value and what your desires are, you can communicate that to your partner. And then that relationship can become so much better because they're aware of what is important to you and also the things that you want to achieve in life.
I'd love to dive into a little bit more of the work that you do. You mentioned discussing a little bit of how metabolic dysfunction affects fat loss. And really, I would just love to talk about, you know, the microbiome, gut health, all of the different hormones. How do all these different things affect our bodies? And why is it not something that, you know, Western medicine focuses on at all?
So I went through a pretty rough hormonal healing journey back in 2020 and recovered from that, learned a ton about my own internal health. And then I went and traveled the world and picked up some nasty parasites from Peru. And so then I had to work on my gut health. And so both of those times, because my internal health was not good, I ended up gaining some weight, even though I was doing all the right things. I was still working out, I was still eating clean, but all of a sudden, like, plan wasn't working. And so it took those two experiences for me to gain insight on how truly important gut health and hormone health is for maintaining a physique or even getting easier results with a dieting phase. And your hormones are made in your gut. So if your gut is off, your hormones are going to be off. If your gut microbiome is off, you're not digesting your food properly, meaning that you're bloated or constipated, which doesn't make us feel good. You're also not absorbing the nutrients in the food that you're eating that do nourish your hormones, your thyroid, and give you energy. So that makes weight loss harder too, because your thyroid has a lot to do with your metabolism. And if your gut is off, then your hormones are going to be off too because part of your hormones are made in the gut. And you need testosterone to build muscle. Muscle burns fat. It increases the metabolism. So if you don't have, you know, healthy hormones like testosterone, you're not being as efficient as you can with your physique goals. And then also, you know, estrogen and progesterone are super important for your menstrual cycle too. Women trying to get pregnant or, you know, you have like crazy PMS symptoms, all of that can make it really hard to get to the gym or, you know, to be efficient with, you know, the workouts and the nutrition that you're eating. And then if estrogen is really high too and progesterone is low, then you're considered estrogen dominant. And that is kind of where you'll see a lot of those fat deposits around the legs, the stomach, the glutes. So it's been super interesting once you can address your gut, your hormones, and your thyroid, you're not working against your body anymore. You're working with your body. And fat loss is so much easier to do when things are aligned.
Yeah. Everything is connected.
Everything is connected.
So what is the first step on this journey that your clients take with you?
Typically, I will post something that will attract a follower or a person like, oh, I really resonate with this. So they'll just reach out to me and then I'll just go through a little conversation with them and see what support that they need. And if they express interest in working with me, then I will send them an application link. If someone's listening to this, it's just in my biography, you can click it there. And so I do a two-step interview process because I'm very picky with the clients that I work with. For me, the vibe has to be there and they have to be motivated and I have to feel comfortable that I can support them with their goals too. So we'll do a little discovery call just to kind of line those things out. And then if that feels good for both of us, then I will book a final interview where we actually go over the strategy portion. So I build a program together with that client based on what they're struggling with. And then I line out their journey from start to finish so they can see what's expected of them, what's included. And then we talk about if we want to like finalize things. But that's how I kind of do my business and get people into the space to where they can start healing is by just figuring out like what's in here and what they need through that application process.
And how do you think that the current conditions of our world have affected our bodies? We're in a constant state of survival, really. So we're constantly stressed. For example, how has this affected our bodies, women's bodies in particular?
If I had to say the number one cause for metabolic distress or dysfunction, it's stress, 100%. When you're stressed, your body's in fight or flight mode. And so it doesn't do what I consider to be secondary functions like digestion, fat loss, muscle building. It is in such a flight or fight mode that its main priority is to get through that stress. So it stops all of these accessory functions. Whenever you're super, super high cortisol all the time, blood sugars tend to be elevated. When blood sugars are elevated, it's harder to lose weight. That's when you kind of see a lot of midsection fat too. And that high cortisol can also affect other hormones. So the first thing that we ever do is bring stress down, whether that's feeding clients up, so giving them more food, whether that's training less and getting rid of the spin classes, or even just working on the lifestyle stress of the romantic relationship, the job. And with the way the world is now, where women are presented way more opportunities, which is wonderful. You know, we can be CEOs. We are, you know, trying to compete with the men, which is great. But our hormone profile is not set up to do that. Because if you think about back in the day, the men were the ones that were hunting. They would go out, they would fight the wars. The women stayed home and they cooked and they nurtured the children. So that's how our hormone profile is set up. So now women are asked to do all of the woman things, but also the man things. So now our stress bucket is overflowing, but our hormones are still the same as they were forever ago. Our capacity is still the same internally. Our mental capacity has grown. We can do more than our body actually wants us to do. And so that's why we see women get run down and have all these metabolic issues is because we're doing too much.
And what can we do to manage those cortisol levels and lower stress? What are some natural ways that you would suggest?
Yoga. So intentional breathing, slow movements, meditation, breath work, cold plunges are great, grounding your feet in the grass, creating oxytocin. So whether that's snuggling with your pet or your romantic partner, that actually decreases cortisol levels. Making sure that you are having conversations with the people in your life that are causing you stress so that you can decrease mental stress, because the body doesn't know the difference between mental, emotional, or physical stress. It just knows stress. So if you were to do a test to figure out what your stress levels are at, a fight with your significant other would create a stress response just as much as a HIIT cardio session would do. So it's about how can you decrease the stress load in your life? And if you can't, adding stress management into your life with the things that we just discussed, Epsom salt baths. And then if that is not possible, there's also cortisol reducers that you can take to help metabolize that. But it's kind of a Band-Aid. So you don't want to always be dependent on something. You kind of want to figure out how can I just de-stress my life to bring those levels down.
Yeah. When I did the test, so I did a lot of tests, which I'm assuming that with your clients, you make them do blood work or tests. And for me, I had to do a blood work and stool, and I had to do my saliva test as well. Mm-hmm. So through the saliva tests, I guess that's where they were able to test my cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. The result was that I had a very heavy spike of cortisol in the morning, like extreme stress randomly in the morning. And the nutritionist was actually like, so are you drinking coffee in the morning? And I don't even drink coffee. It was very interesting to find out, which is why it's so interesting to do this work. You find out so much information about yourself. I had like 50 pages of results figuring out that I had this overgrowth of yeast and candida in my stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which took me 6 months to sort out, but we did it.
It's a journey.
It was a journey that actually changed my diet for good. And I'm in a totally different place now, but this cortisol spike was wild. And what I started doing was going out into the sun in the morning, really slowing down my mornings. I wake up with a lot of energy, and I guess that's it. I'm just like, I'm awake, world, you know, like I'm here.
Like, let's do this.
Let's go. Let's fucking go. Yeah. I was married to somebody that was not a morning person. He was just like, what is going on? It was hard. I think my next partner needs to just be a morning person, because I'm just, yeah, clearly. And then you see it in the results too. And it all starts to make sense, because you see the results and you're like, that makes sense. Yeah, like the body just reflects me. So that was really, really interesting. So for anyone interested in this kind of work, I would highly recommend it. Because also, this is not anything that you learn with your typical doctor, which is so interesting to me, because why are we not doing this work, right? We're not really treating any sort of root problems, because so many of the stuff like bloating or headaches, you know, it comes from, I also found out from my test that I had heavy metal poisoning, like three different types of heavy metal at extremely toxic levels in my brain. And I was getting migraines.
Wow.
And turns out it was coming from that. And I had all sorts of other things going on. But it's like, you go to the doctor and they're not gonna run these tests for you, right?
They're just gonna give you a prescription.
Yeah, that's essentially what had happened to me for a long time. And it's just really making the problem worse. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a deep wound. You're not really healing it.
Exactly.
Why do you think that Western medicine is set up that way? Why do you think that the doctors are not really treating our root problems? And nothing against Western medicine either, because I do think that science is great. And there's definitely a lot of pills that, you know, and things that have saved people's lives. We need them. Love y'all. But at the same time, why have we not integrated this into the rest of Western medicine, into the whole system?
Well, if they were to do the test and figure out the problem and actually fix it, then there would be no repeat customers, right?
You're right.
And hospitals make money.
It's not where the money's at.
Yeah, exactly.
In the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? In Italy, it's very different than Europe, because the government pays for health insurance. I believe their return rate is lower because they don't want clients to come back, because it costs the government money. So there's more opportunities for healing overseas than there is here.
Yeah, I think our system is created to keep people dependent on it, really. It's management, pain management.
Yeah, I just think about 15-year-olds that have heavy periods that get prescribed a birth control that ends up ruining their metabolic health and their gut health down the line, right? Like all that doctor needed to do was test the hormones to see what hormone was out of balance and suggest lifestyle stuff or routines to help that, or a simple supplement to help that. And then the periods would be manageable and they wouldn't be on birth control. But they don't want to do that because that costs money to run labs.
Yeah. In the end, it's not making money for the pharmaceutical industry, which is actually supporting the whole system.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it's not really the doctor's fault. It's the system. It's how it's built. It's how they're taught.
Yep.
I'm so happy that you're doing this work and sharing it with the world. It's very important work, and that you've come through this journey and left your party girl life behind. Some of us who have been through that party girl life and had those lows, I think we're the most purposeful and powerful out there. So I'm so happy that we connected.
And I still dip my toe into the party scene from time to time, because I don't want to lose that part of myself, because it's fun. But it's so much more balanced than it was back then. And the intentions are different too. It's not I'm partying in order to numb my feelings. It's like I'm going to a party because I want to socialize and connect with my friends. So it's very different. But yeah, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. And I'm so glad that you're doing this podcast too and spreading the good news also, because people need to hear it.
Yes, that's what it's all about, connecting, supporting each other. And when we share our journeys and our transformations, what we've been through, the challenges, I think it really creates space for other people to do so and to feel less alone.
100%.
So I really appreciate you sharing your story with us, coming on the podcast and sharing all of your juicy wisdom. And where can people connect with you?
Instagram would be the easiest. It's Maria_G_fit. Yeah, that's the best way to reach me. I'm pretty active on there. I post every day. My stories are where it's at. I'm pretty funny. So that's where my humor comes out. And there's just a ton of valuable information on there. So spend some time on there, pick whatever topic is interesting to you. And then I'm happy to chat about it too. Like, I love talking to random people in my DMs. I've made some best friends that way, actually.
Same. I love it. Slide on into her DMs and we will link all of her connects links in the show notes. Thanks again so much for coming on. And thank you everyone for tuning in and listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're an empowered woman and you want to share your healing journey and your story, connect with me. DM me on Instagram. I would love to share your story and connect with you as well. Thank you so much, Maria, for joining us and for sharing your beautiful story and for the work that you do.
Thank you, Christina.